很高兴今天来到你们当中来分享。
Very happy to be among you today to share.
那今天我要从保罗的志向来分享神的心意。
So today I want to use the word of Paul to share with you what God's words.
那我们一同来看一段的经文。
So first, let's take a look at a Bible passage.
那我们请Aaron 来读这个经文。
Okay, so we'll be reading from Paul's words in Book of Romans, chapter 15.Verse 18 through 24. So can you please project? So let me read. Okay. So the word's kind of small, but hopefully you can follow along. Romans chapter 15, verse 18 to 24. So Romans starting in 18 says, that I will notVenture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentile to obey God and what I have said and done. By the power of signs and miracles, through the power of the Spirit, so from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I will not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longingFor many years to see you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through and have you assist me on my journey there. After I have enjoyed your company for a while. So that's Romans chapter 15, verse 18 through 24.
谢谢。那我们再次低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心感谢你。我们把这个时间、这个时刻交在你的手中。求主你的灵在我们的当中来运行，开我们的眼睛，我们如此的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，
Amen.
那我们都很清楚，福音是关乎万民的。
So we know that the gospel is meant for all nations.
特别是大使命告诉我们说，要使万民做主的门徒。
So in the Great Commission, it says to spread the gospel to all nations.
但是有许多属主的教会或者说信徒。并没有真正的把这个真理反映出来。
But many churches that they really doesn't reflect these teaching in the Great Commission.
我们怎么说呢？
So what do we mean by that?
那他们并没有很认真的执行大使命，因为他们不在乎他们的教会的一切的活动是否能够完成，跟大使命有关。
So they really don't reflect this Great Commission because they really don't think what they do currently reflected.Of the Great Commission.
他们不感觉到他们与万民之间有什么的关系。
They don't see them connected to the other nations.
他们的感觉是我自己的感受如何。
They only care about what they feel themselves.
但是万民是一个很遥远的一件事情。
But all nations far away.
特别是在美国这个的地方。
Especially when you live in the United States.
我们被两个的海洋来使到我们跟其他的世界好像是隔开一样。
We isolated by the two oceans, so it seems that we're far away from the other nations.
所以这个的遥远的这些所谓的万民，好像是跟我自己没有什么切身关系。
So these far away nations seems to have no connection to us at all.
那我们可能会很看重我们自己的拥有，还要以及再加添。
So we always look at what we have, and then want to increase upon that.
那我们看重的是我今年是否比去年更多。
Am I better off this year compared to last year?
那至于说别人在永恒里面的缺乏
，So what's lacking for the other people's eternal life?
那结果是什么呢
？What's the result of that?
我们看接下来的这个图片。
So let's look at this map.
我们看到的这个图片就是说到今天为止，世界上还有很多的未得之民。
So you can look at this map and see today that there are many, many people today that still hasn't been reached.
这个未得之民，他们集中在这个北纬40度到40度之间。
So these people are mainly grouped in the latitude from 10 to 40 degrees.
那这样的多的未得之民，乃是因为我们忽略了他们的结果。
Why? Because we have neglected their needs.
那我们 是否真的复炼呢？我们看第二张图片。
So let's take a look at the next picture.
那第二张的图片，我们看到那个灰色的地带。
That looks like the gray region of the next picture.
那些的灰色的地带是最少宣教士的地带。
So these gray nations are the area that is really unreached and very little resource goes into them.
所以这是一个士气平衡的宣教。
So these people really need more missionary support.
下一个的 slide.
Next slide, please.
所以在这个的地区里面，我看到某一些的地区宣教士跟这些的牧羊的群体的比例是1:100-5000。
So some area, each of the missionary shepherds maybe 100 to 5,000 people.
但是另外一些的地区呢，就是一位宣教士面对110万那么多。
So in other areas, each missionary need to shepherd over 1,000,000 people.
刚才我们看到的那些的灰色的地带。
So you look at those great nations, the nation that's grayed out on the map previously.
那个的比例呢是超过了100万的。
So these are the nations where the ratio needs the 1,000,000 people needed for one missionary.
这个的地区呢就是中东、中亚、南亚以及北非。
So these are the regions covering Middle East, Central, Southeast Asia, and North Africa.
这些的最多的未得之民就是在这个的地区。
So these are the areas that are most unreached.
90%, 90%的人是没有听过福音的。
Oh, well over 98% of people have never heard about the gospel.
有一些连一次的机会都没有。
Never even once.
是神没有给他们机会吗？
Is it because God didn't give him the opportunity?
不是。
Not.
神的心意是要每一个人都有机会。
God really wants everyone to hear his word.
神不愿有一个人沉沦。
He doesn't want anybody to fall.
那是谁夺取了他们的机会呢？
So who took away these opportunities?
就是那些使者，就是那些被交托大使命的使者。
Are the people who God has entrusted the Great Commission to?
那我们再看下面的一张 的这个的图片啊 slide。
So next slide shows.
对，告诉我们说，现在的这个的差传的工作，大部分是集中在已经传到福音的地方。
So most of the Great Commission the expense has been spent on 1/3 of the world for the gospel well spread.
那所投入的人力、财力、物力远远超过那些未得之民的地方。
Where the resources from manpower, funding, and material resources are majority spent in that area.
那些的未得之民，他们只分配到8%的宣教士。
So only 8% of the missionary goes into the unreached area.
只有全世界教会的资源，只有1%是用在他们的身上。
Only 1% of the resources from all the churches, the resources goes into their area.
所以这是一个失衡的宣教。
So this is really an unbalanced mission.
那为什么会失衡？
Why is it unbalanced?
那可能是因为这个地区有很大的挑战。
Because this area faces a lot of challenges.
这个的挑战，第一就是贫穷的挑战。
The first challenge is the challenge of poverty.
因为住在这个地区里面的人是世界上最穷 的一群的人。
The people who live in this area among the poorest in the world.
也有文化上的挑战。
There are also cultural challenges.
因为这些的人他们住在一个的文化是跟我们完全不同，我们需要学习他们的言语。
So these cultures are so different that each one of the missionary has to really learn about the new culture.
所以我们的宣教士去到他们的当中，比如讲去到中东，我们头两年就是去学他们的语言。
So the missionary who goes in this area, for example, Middle East, the first 2 years spent to learn about the culture.
还有他们的许多的与我们传统，我们的生活习惯不同的那种的生活方式。
Yeah, what's different about our lifestyles?
还有那是属灵征战的挑战。
And then there's the challenge of the spiritual battle.
因为这个地区是至少三个世界主要的宗教的发源地。
So these regions the birthplace of 3 major religious practices.
这包括了佛教、伊斯兰教还有印度教。
From Buddhism, Islam, and also Indian related.
所以可见那个属灵的堡垒是非常的坚固。
So these fortresses around the religious belief are very firmly built.
世界上最难传福音进入的城市里面，大部分都在这个地区。
So many of the nations, the hardest area to reach are resides in these areas.
还有就是在属灵方面的贫穷匮乏。
So the next slide says that this is also a challenge of the lack of resources.
因为 我们给予他们的宣教士是最少。
Because we give so little to the missionaries.
我们给予他们的资源是最少。
We give so little resources to them.
那是否就是因为这些种种的挑战啊，造成了缺乏宣教士愿意去这个地方呢？
So are these challenges the reason for the lack of missionaries?
这些的挑战是很大。
These are great challenges.
但是是要去克服的。
But we can overcome them.
就好像大卫克服哥利亚一样。
Just like David overcome.
而不是避免逃避这个哥利亚。
So he's not, run away from Goliath.
我们的宣教的工作在过去一直都是失衡。
So even though our, a lot of mission work has always been imbalanced.
啊，所以我们要必须来有一个的调整。
So we need to readjust.
要不然我们的宣教的工作就会停滞不前，无法突破。
Otherwise, our mission ministry will be stagnant and stall.
那这有一个的宣教的一个学者，专门研究宣教的这个的温德博士，他就说了。
There's a missionary scholar, Dr. Ralph Winter, who said,
在30年前他就已经看到这个的一个的失衡。
He saw this imbalance 30 years ago.
他就说了，若不重新调整我们在能力、资源以及在祷告上 的重点做一个调配的话，
If we do not continue to make the mistake of not redistributing the manpower, resources, and prayer support,
那恐怕将来仍然很难见到突破性的成果。
Then the breakthrough will be extremely difficult.
那他的意思就是说，那福音就没有办法传遍天下了。
So therefore, we cannot spread the gospel to all nations.
因为不能够改变这个局面。
Because we can't change the situation today.
所以我们需要重新的来看重视保罗的宣教的志向。
So the next slide says that in the future that we really need to look at what Paul's commitment to the mission focus.
保罗在宣教的事情上给我们很好的榜样。
Paul gave us great example in his missionary.
因为他的宣教是紧紧跟随着神的心意。
Because his mission focus is really aligned with God's will.
在刚才所念的经文二十节怎么说呢？
So in Romans 20, verse, chapter 15 verse 20 says,
我立了志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
So it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
当我们看这句话的时候，我们可能不小心还会误会保罗的意思。
So sometimes we might mistaken what Paul has said.
那好像是有一点的属灵骄傲这样子。
Is that arrogance in his spiritual?
那不是的。
No, that's not.
他真是神的心意，要关心那些的未得之民。
It's truly God's will to reach out to these people, the Gentiles.
在初期教会的时候
，In the beginning of the church.
那宣教的模式大概可以分成两方面。
In general, the focus can be divided in two areas.
一方面就是犹太的信徒或者使徒们的那种的模式。
One area is really focused like the apostles really focus on the Jewish population.
就像彼得和其他犹太的信徒他们宣教的模式。
Just like Peter and a lot of the Jewish missionaries.
他们自认他们是被差派只往以色列家去传福音。
They feel that they've been sent to preach the Israelis, the Jewish.
那无论他们在哪里
，No matter where they are，
在世界的哪里都好
，No matter where about in the world they are，
他们都离不开种族的民粹主义、种族主义。
They are confined by their racial focus。
他们还是回到自己的种族的当中。
They always go back to their own race。
结果是他们这样的宣教模式的结果怎么样呢
？So what's the result of this focus？
当教会进入第三世纪的时候
，By the time we enter the third century，
再没有犹太基督徒了。
There are really no official Jewish Christians。
当然，暗地里、暗中可能还会有一些，你好像尼哥底母一样的。
Even though underneath, like Nicodemus, there are Jewish。
但是在表面上是没有这样的公开的宣认。
But on the surface, nobody declared that publicly anymore。
那让我再补充一句。
Maybe the add。
就是其实在耶路撒冷到了第二世纪的时候，耶路撒冷已经没有犹太基督徒。
By the second century in Jerusalem, there are already no publicly declared Jewish Christians.
反观我们来看保罗的宣教。
On the other hand, let's look at Paul's ministry.
因为保罗有这样的一个的志向。
Because of Paul's ambition.
所以到了第二世纪的时候
By the second century,
外邦的基督徒就超越了犹太基督徒。
There are more the Christian among Gentile than Christian among Jewish population.
而我们就是这样的一种的心智的结果。
So with this ambition, that's where our focus is going to be.
所以保罗的志向不单是来自他从主所领受的呼召。
So God's the Paul's missionary ambition and focus is not only from the calling of Jesus.
我们知道他被呼召的时候已经很明显的耶稣说我要差派你到外邦人当中去。
So we know that upon his calling that Jesus very clearly told him that he has to go among the Gentiles.
在使徒行传26章18节。
So in the Acts chapter 26 verse 18 says,
那边说到我差你到他们那里去。
So I send you to these people,
叫他们的眼睛得开。
So to open their eyes,
从黑暗中归向光明。
Turn them from darkness to light,
从撒旦权下归向真神。
And from the power of Satan to God,
又因信我得蒙赦罪。
So that they may receive forgiveness of sins,
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
那这些成圣的人是谁呢？
So who are these sanctified people?
当保罗在讲成圣的人，是指说在旧约里面那些忠心于神的那些神的仆人。
So it means that those people in the Old Testament days are faithfully following.
像亚伯拉罕这些大卫这些以赛亚这些的圣徒。
Like Abraham, David, Isaiah.
所以这些外邦人都也可以跟这些的圣徒在基督里面同得基业。
So the Gentile can be the equal sitting among the people on the sanctified by the Old Testament days.
所以保罗他可以在二十节里面这样子说。
So that's why in Paul in the verse 20 he can say,
他在二十一节，对不起，在二十一节他可以说就如我的呼召，对不对呢？
So the next slide say that in Romans chapter 15 verse 21 read just like what the Bible said.
就是说保罗是不是说我不在别人传过福音的 地方来传福音，就正如我的呼召所说的，是不是这样说呢？
So that just as in that sin reigned in death, so that also grace might reign through the righteousness to being eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以在这边他不是这样说，不是说就如我的呼召，乃是就如经上所记。
So just according to the scripture says, not according to what he says.
在他的这句话乃是引用自以赛亚书52章15节。
So these came from Isaiah chapter 52.
这边在以赛亚书那边说到神显明了他的心意。
So God clearly stated his will.
在那边说到这样他必洗净许多国民。
So that he may sprinkle many nations.
君王要向他闭口。
And the king will shut their mouth.
因所未曾传与他的门的，他们必看见。
Because of him, for what they were told, not what they will see.
未曾听见的，他们要明白。
For they will have not heard, but they will understand.
那谁是未曾传与他们，谁是未曾听见的呢？
So who's the God wants them to hear the message?
就是那些的未得之民。
So it's for those people who's unreached.
那我们知道呼召是属于个人性的。
So we know the calling is individual.
但是神的心意呢，却是我们大家都当回应的。
But God's will is that we have to answer to God's will.
所以保罗在这里没有高举自己的呼召。
So Paul did not heighten his own calling.
他乃是高举神的心意。
But he's reflective of God's will.
这意味着保罗的宣教的志向是对神的心意的一个顺服。
So Paul's mission focus and ambition is really more to be obedient to God's will.
言下之意就是也要我们如此行。
And he also directs us to do the same.
那我们再看下一个里面，我们看到了宣教事恒的结果是什么。
So what's the result of these mission focus?
那普世教会的现在所面对的困境。
So we face a lot of challenges today.
在公元2000年的时候，基督徒占全世界23亿。
So in 2000, just a very short time ago, there are 2.9 billion Christians in this world.
但是到了去年，这个统计数目降下来，只有 19.8 亿。
So this is my typo, sorry. So by now, there's only 1.9 billion Christians.
反观的我们对照穆斯林的人数。
So, on the other hand, you look at the Muslim population.
在公元2000年的时候穆斯林有大概13亿到15亿。
So, in 2000, there are about 1.3 to 1.5 billion Muslims.
但是到了去年的时候他们的人数增长到21亿。
So, by 2012, what it just says that now the Muslim population is 2.1 billion.
有人说到了2030年
So, by 2030,
那穆斯林要遍布整个全世界。
Muslim population will dominate the world.
那我们常高喊说福音要传遍全世界。
So what we always say is to spread the gospel among all nations.
但是我们的人数在下降。
But then how come our non-population count?
我们越喊越呼喊，我们的人数越下降。
The more we cry, the more population among Christians decreases.
到了2030年
，By 2030,
真正传遍天下的竟然是这个穆斯林的伊斯兰的信仰。
So what's spread among all nations is actually Muslim, not Christian.
若我们没有保罗宣教的志向的话
So we don't follow Paul's mission focus and mission ambition.
我们的宣教工作就不能够突破
Then we will not have a breakthrough in our mission ministry.
我们信徒的人数只会下降不会增长
So the number of Christians are constantly dwindling.
所以我们怎么样来回应
So how do we reflect on that?
至少我们更新传道会我们这个差会我们做出了一些的回应
So in our ministry, this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, 我们就在未得之民的当中做宣教的工作。
We focus on the people that's unreached.
在1997年的时候，我们就开始了在中国和缅甸山区这个边界山区的宣教施工。
So 1997, the focus really into the region, the China and Myanmar.
那我们的焦点是放在这些的少数民族的身上。
So we look at the indigenous people who are very poorly dressed.
所以有包括果敢族、克钦族、苗族。
So these are included, the Kirchen, the Mel, the different tribes.
特别是苗族，当我们在98年在他们当中工作的时候。
Especially in the Mel population in
1998. 那个在中缅边界的苗族信徒，只有他们的苗族当中只有2%。
So, in 1998, there are only 2% of the Mel population who resides in the China-Myanmar border.
他们是只有2%是信主的。
2%.
2% 是信主。
Yeah, only 2% of people believe in Christ.
但是呢，到了今年呢，已经有40%。
Wow, by now, there are 40% of people who accept Christ.
他们的目标要在今年年底达到50%。
So, by end of the year, their goal is reach 50%.
然后他们更长远多五年的时间他们要全民归主
By another 5 years the hope is that all the male tribe will believe in Christ
那2001年我们开始了蒙古的宣教施工
So in 2001 we began to work in Mongolia
那蒙古我们的对象是蒙古族和当地的汉族
So our focus is the local Mongolian people and also the Han population who stay in Mongolia
那2006年我们在中国有些培训中心。
So in 2006, we start focusing on training the Chinese missionaries.
那到了08年的时候，我们开始中东的宣教的工作。
By 2008, we spread to the Middle East.
我们向以斯玛利的后代来宣教。
So we focus on the descendant Ishmael.
那我们也在10年进入了阿富汗。
By 2010, we went to Afghanistan.
我们的对象是当地的阿富汗人。
To reach the local Afghans.
在一年就是前年我们也开始了这个四川北部的这个的藏民的施工
So by the 2011 we reached the Zhang population in the northern part of Sichuan
那这个的地区叫做东藏
So this is called the East Tibetan
所以你也可以拥有像保罗一样的宣教的志向
So we too can own Paul's mission focus and mission ambition.
你也可以认领一个未得之民的群体来实践你这样的一个志向。
We can adopt some of the unreached people.
那你也可以，你也需要调整你的宣教的资源来反映出你的宣教的志向。
We can adjust our mission fund distribution and commitment.
那打一个比方来说
，For example,
倘若你有十个孩子
，If you have 10 kids,
那一个肥肥胖胖
，One.Nice, big, and plump, and fat.
那九个呢很瘦
Nine of them are skinny.
你要不要调整你的资源分配呢？
Do you want to redistribute?
还是你让这样的局面继续下去呢？
Or you allow that to continue to grow like that?
我跟你讲，我们的宣教的工作就是这样的不平衡。
So our mission work is similarly imbalanced.
我们需要调整。
We need to adjust.
我们也可以成为差会的宣教的伙伴。
We can also be partners with missionary organizations.
我们知道教会的事工零零总总很多个项目。
We know that the church's ministry covers a wide area.
所以我们很多时候我们没有办法专心。
So a lot of time we can't be focused.
但是呢，差会他们是专心的来做这个工作。
But for a lot of missionary organizations, they're sending missionary with specific purpose in mind.
所以我们可以跟他们配搭。
So we can partner with them.
一同的来遵行神的心意。
To follow God's will.
因为神的心意是要那些未曾听见的能够听见，未曾看见的能够看见。
So God's will is to reach those people who haven't had a chance to hear or see Him.
还有呢，我们可以要做一个祷告的勇士。
We can also be prayer warriors with them.
来为他们来祷告。
To pray for the missionaries.
因为这个的宣教是属灵的征战。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
那不是这个宣教是本身有多能干。
It's not because the missionary are so capable.
不是他的恩赐有多大。
Not because of their gifts.
乃是靠圣灵的大能。
It's because of the great power of the Spirit.
那我们要怎样得到圣灵的大能，我们必须要祷告与神的关系。
So to do that, we really need to pray to be closer relationship with our Lord.
有一个宣教是到了非洲的一个的部落里面去宣教。
So one time there's a missionary who went to the Africa.
他在这个部落的村子外的丛林那边搭一个帐篷。
So he built a tent outside the near the jungle of this tribe.
然后呢，方便他进入这个的部落里面宣教。
To allow him easy access into this tribe.
那有一天晚上他睡觉的时候
One night when he was sleeping,
突然间他听到地很像震动
He felt that the ground shook,
然后有一个很沉重的一种的声音很大的声音传过来
Loud thumping noises,
然后就他的头就伸出去看一看
Then he poked his head out of the tent,
哇不得了
Oh,
他看到一群的野象冲过来
Wild elephant charging toward him,
他就吓了之后就往后倒。
He's so scared, he fell back.
他的手就碰到这个帐篷里面的一些的器具。
So his hand touched some of the equipment in his tent.
然后就那个的器具就跌在地上，就乒乒乓乓乒乒乓乓。
So the equipment falling on the ground.
然后就很清脆的声音。
Very crisp noises.
那就吓到了那个带头的野象。
Actually so scared that the leading wild elephant among the pack.
所以原来象很大，但是胆很小。
So even though the elephant's big, but they're very scared, they're very timid.
所以呢，他们这个带头的野象就转了一个方向。
So the leading elephant just turned.
然后呢，整群的野象就从他的这个的帐篷擦肩而过，这样的过去了。
So this whole pack of wild elephant just missed his tent and went off a different direction.
他就躲过了一次。变成 pancake 的这样的一个的
So he escaped become a pancake.
所以好像野象冲过来他就变成 pancake.
Yeah, so the wild elephant stampede over him.
所以他就把这个的事情记录下来。
So he wrote this down in his journal.
他要回去好好的分享。
He wants to reflect on that.
所以呢到了半年之后他回到自己的国家。
So half a year later when he went back to his own country.
他就在教会的祷告会里面分享。
He shared this among his church.
祷告会完了之后呢，祷告会负责人就抓住他。
So the prayer group meeting, the lead the got hold of them.
然后就说，你所说的那一天所发生的事情，刚好是我们那一天晚上祷告会。
So when that day when the wild elephant charging your tent is the same day that we had a prayer meeting.
他查了这个祷告的记录，那个的日记呢，刚好是为你提名祷告。
So that day just happened that the prayer meeting was actually focused on this missionary.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
神知道这个宣教士需要祷告。
God knows that this missionary needs prayer.
那个宣教士那个时候已经忘记祷告了，看到那个大象已经忘了祷告，但是教会为他祷告。
So that missionary was so scared he forgot to pray himself, but the prayer group back at his church prayed for him.
所以在前线的跟在后方的是同样的重要。
So whether you're the frontier of the battle or in the back, that's equally important.
我们要为他们来祷告。
We need to pray for them.
尤其是在这些未得之名当中的宣教士。
Especially for the missionary among the unreached people.
他们遇见很多我们很难想象的事情。
They encounter many things that were beyond our belief.
我们在这里绝对不会有野象冲过来的。
Here we never expect to pack a wild elephant charging us.
但是在宣教的地方，很难想象什么事情会发生。
But in these areas, you can never know what might come.
我的同工他等待会会在中文部分享。
My coworker who's going to share in the Chinese ministry later on.
他就曾经经历过。
He has experienced something like this.
就是因为他是更新传道会的同工。
But so he's a coworker in the renewal ministry.
那我们的总部是在 New Jersey.
So our headquarters is in New Jersey.
所以呢。那些攻击他的人
so these people who support him
攻击
attack or these people who attack them
oppose him 就是反对他的人呢就告密到军人政府去
wow they also went to the talk to the people at New Jersey
不是在缅甸的军人政府
oh,
因为我的宣教士是来自缅甸
okay so they went to the military people in Myanmar
因为缅甸的政府是军人政府
Okay, so Myanmar, the government is more of a military rule government.
所以呢就是说杨正义牧师我们这个 Pastor Yang,
是
美国派来的 CIA.
He's a CIA agent from America.
他们就是无中生有。
So you're just making things up.
他就是要确保这个军人政府要调查杨牧师要来拦阻杨牧师。
See if they want to use the government to stop the work of Pastor Young.
所以我们很难想象我们的宣教士在这些的地区会遭遇什么的事情。
So you can imagine the kind of challenges our missionaries face.
所以要洗脱这样的一个的罪名是真的很难想象。
Yeah, to get rid of this kind of label of a CIA spy is a really challenging task.
所以倘若你想要是故事怎么样发展，待会你去问他。
So you can ask him later on how he overcome this.
待会他在中文部分享。
He'll be preaching among the Chinese ministry.
那我们也可以积极的参与到这些的宣教工厂中来做短宣的工作。
We can also access into this area by participating in short-term ministry.
我们的来这一趟的目的之一呢，就是希望你们能够派短宣队到我们的当中。
So one of our hope is for us to send short-term mission teams to this area.
然后更好的不但是派短宣队来也能够成为我们的 partner 一同的成为这个宣教的伙伴
not only become the send mission teams over but also become a partner in our organization
因为这些的事工不是我们的事工
this is not our ministry
是神的事工
it's God's ministry
所以神的教会一同的来参与
so God's churches shall together work on this
那温德博士他继续说
so and Dr. Winter said
任何人都可以开门进门
Anybody can open the door
但是只有锁匠才能够打开被锁的门
It's only a locksmith can deal with a locked door
那宣教就好像是开一个新族群的锁一样
Mission is like a locksmith of a new group
所以当这个锁被打开之后
Once the lock is open
许多教会就可以被建立起来
Then we can expand among the churches
所以教会、差会、宣教士都需要要像保罗一样的这个宣教的心智。
So whether it's our churches, sending organization, or among missionaries, this is just like what Paul says in the mission focus.
我们要离开宣教已经传道的地方，要到那些未得之名的当中。
We want to leave the area that the gospel has been reached and go to the area where it has not been reached.
我们要不断的寻找新的战线。
We need to find a new frontier.
那大使命才有传到万民的可能性。
In order for the Great Commission, so that we can reach to all nations.
愿神成就他的心意。
May Lord continue to bless.
愿神的教会、神的儿女回应他的心意。
May the Lord allow each of his churches, his children, to follow his will.
就像保罗一样。
Just as Paul.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.